Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Michelle and Kate with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Queensland government will focus on cost of living support according to the state treasurer, Cameron Dick, who announced the state budget last night. The budget will go into a $2.6 billion deficit, which the treasurer says is a deliberate choice to support struggling Queenslanders. Funding will be directed towards public transport discounts, energy rebates for households, and other short-term cost of living reliefs.
Brisbane Airbnbs will now be regulated with a new permit system amid a nationwide housing and rental crisis. As part of the state budget, short-term accommodation properties face a rate hike of 10% and can only function as Airbnbs if there is a 24/7 property manager and pay a further annual fee. More than 10,000 properties in Brisbane are being used for short-term accommodation, and with the legislation, there's hopes to bring hundreds of properties back into the long-term rental market.
In national news, as winter respiratory illnesses are ramping up this winter, many parents are raising concerns of the shortages of antimicrobial drugs available for sick children. The antibiotic azithromycin, which one parent reported only being able to find for adults, is unlikely to return to shelves until November. Many parents reported calling even up to 10 pharmacists, driving long distances, and having still only some success. GPs and pharmacists are working to find treatment alternatives and solutions that are more readily available, while the health minister has said the government is working to increase Australia's manufacturing capacity.
The South Australian government is planning to ban donations from political elections, with an electoral amendment bill introduced to Parliament last night. If passed, the proposed amendments will ban donations and gifts to political parties and candidates, and instead will provide state funding for them to run their campaigns. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas says the bill would help separate money and political power and make the state a world leader. Malinauskas says he is determined to deliver the reform changes despite legal challenges they may face.
In international news, record numbers of New Zealanders are emigrating from the nation amid increased cost of living pressures, many heading across the pond to Australia. Over 130,000 migrant departures were recorded, with over 81,000 New Zealand citizens leaving the country on a long-term basis. More than half of these departures were to Australia. Young professionals and recent graduates cite cost of living pressures, job shortages, and moving internationally after completing education being a rite of passage as reasons for the migration influx.
And for your weather today, it will be a cool and sunny day in Brisbane. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate level of 4. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.